You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Looney Lewis. And today, as we continue with the habit building series, once we understand the fundamentals behind why we form habits and how to build habits, we will realize how the best and fastest way to create new habits. And that's where habit rewiring comes in, because habit rewiring combines the best of hypnotherapy with a unique habit building method for permanent lasting change. So you can go from 40% of potential to 100% performance by rewiring and reprogramming the subconscious mind for success. And habit rewiring quickly gets at the heart of your subconscious issues that are causing you physical or emotional blockage. Once we access the subconscious mind, we can transform unwanted self-limiting behaviors, beliefs, and habits into more productive ones. That is why I am teaching you about habits and the foundation of habits, so that when we get ready to do habit rewiring, it is quite easy to make the transition, to experience the transformation. I have an exclusive free live webinar where I am going to talk about three powerful habit rewiring techniques that you can apply in your life to help you achieve your bigger goals, and you can do it fast. And that's why I'm teaching you about habits, so that you understand the fundamentals. When you come to the webinar, you'll have the tools you need to actually get faster results. So please go ahead and find the link in the show notes below. I would love to see you in there. I would love to meet you face to face. I would love to say hello. It is happening. So it is live. It is not recorded, one-time exclusive. So jump on before the spots get filled up. So now let's go ahead and jump into implementation intention for setting new habits. Now let's talk about implementation intention. As we discussed in the previous lessons, the two most common cues are time and location. Creating an implementation intention is a strategy you can use to pair your new habit with a specific time and location. Research has shown that you are 2 to 3 times more likely to follow through with a habit if you make a specific plan for when, where, and how you are going to implement it. By outlining a clear plan of action and clarifying exactly what you need to work on, you make the task simpler, which means it requires less motivation to do. So when you wake up in the morning and find that your motivation has faded, you still might have enough to get started because the next step has already been outlined and it is simple and clear. If you can't hit a target you do not have, you simply have to set the goal and then you will propel towards it to execute it. So it has to be clear and simple, and you have to set it in motion. So researchers refer to these action plans as an implementation intention, a specific plan of action that can be executed when the time comes to act. The choice we make beforehand about when and where to act. It refers to how you intend to implement a particular habit. The format for creating an implementation intention is: when situation X arises, I will perform response Y. A simple framework to design your own implementation intention is what I call the action time location strategy. And it goes like this: I will behave at time in location. Some examples to clarify it even further are: I will meditate for 1 minute at 7 a.m. in my kitchen. You have the action, meditation, the behavior. You have the time, 7 a.m., and then in my kitchen is the location. That is very specific. So when you get into your kitchen in the morning, you will think meditation. Another great example is: I will study Spanish for 20 minutes at 6 p.m. in my bedroom. Again, you have the behavior, you have the specific time, and you have the specific location. My favorite example is I will exercise for 1 hour at 5 a.m. in my local gym. Easy, right? So it's becoming aware. It's being intentional about our moves, our actions towards achieving a specific goal. And in this case, is implementing and actually creating a habit that will transform our lives. With that said,
I'll see you at the next episode where we'll talk about temptation bundling. We are coming towards the last episode on the series on habit building. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to connect with you. And if you're looking for habit rewiring with me, please do find the link on the notes below and we'll connect there because I would love to help you rewire those old habits so you can start creating and designing brand new habits to suit your new you. Stay blessed and I will see you at the top of your best morning routine ever. I'll see you in the next episode.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.